Good morning again, Albuquerque. Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. I am your host, Sean Boccaccini. We spend a little time every Saturday morning talking about local businesses and cool things that are going on in the community. So we appreciate you joining us this morning. Spend a few minutes doing that. My co-host, Krista Benavidez from Chispas Performance Solutions. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm happy to be back.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Tell everybody what you do.
So I help businesses reduce the cost of doing business caused by ineffective communication. So I write classes and deliver training and speak at conferences.
Who better to have as a co-host on the show than someone who is well armed and trained in the skills of communication?
Exactly.
Yeah, and you bring a lot of great guests and introduce them to the community and Go Local Boom. So what is Go Local Boom? Go Local Boom is Albuquerque's only free online advertising resource. Check out GoLocalBoom.com if you want to see a list of very active nonprofits, local businesses, locally owned and operated organizations and community groups who care about our community. Go Local Boom is funded by Rocketbox SEO because we care about our community. So we created this free advertising platform, radio show, online business directory, which we then promote on social media to let everybody know what's going on in the community and really support local businesses because we're from here and we love our city and there's nobody else doing anything like this, you know?
We want to prosper.
We want to support local businesses that maybe can't afford to advertise on the radio, you know, and don't understand how social media works. Or, you know, maybe they do. They just want to get out there and talk to people about what they do. So we really appreciate you guys spending time with us this morning. Again, Rocketbox SEO, we like to say Go Local Boom is powered by Rocketbox. So give those guys a call if you need some support with web design and search engine optimization. They're really great at digital media and advertising. If your business is not being found online, you're probably not doing as well as you could.
You're missing out.
Those guys can help you out at 505-453-9595. Check them out online at rocketboxseo.com. A lot of free online tools, like a web audit tool you can run your website through to see what kind of support that it needs and so on. So we shall continue, thanks to the guys at Rocketbox SEO. Our first guest this morning, Skulls for Hope, co-founders Robert and Tara Ariete. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. We're good.
Yeah. So this is a really cool story. For years in the market, I was the development director at Paws and Stripes, which is one of the nonprofits that you guys support. It's a really great story. Robert, you're currently a paramedic with the fire department, and you've got an awesome story to tell. So just give us a real quick, what is Skulls for Hope and how can people reach you?
Skulls for Hope at this point is basically an awareness community. We are trying to get the word out about PTSD awareness and how it affects us as first responders and our families. It does branch off into veterans, into nursing, into basically any service where you're dealing with these kind of issues, abusive relationships you're recovering from.
Or exposed to trauma in your job. Most people wouldn't see, you know, people that experience severe burns, you know, and so on and so forth. This can be traumatizing. And some people don't even understand what PTSD is, or that it affects people that are not first responders or veterans, or, you know, so anybody could experience it. We'll get into a little bit of that, but you're an awareness community because it's very difficult for people who struggle with this to talk about what's going on, right?
Exactly.
So now that we've gotten people excited about what you do, tell them how they can reach you if they want to be involved.
So we do have a website where you can see our products that we have and our basically our mission statement, and that's at www.skullsforhope.com. We're also trying to be pretty active on social media, on Instagram and Facebook, Skulls for Hope, on both of those as well, and that's where we do a lot of what we do.
Beautiful. And you distribute your product, right, in
yes.
a couple of local retailers,
yes.
Broteque and Retail Therapy, you said, right?
Yes,
those are pretty appropriate.
yes.
Broteque is a great place. I can see how skull bracelets would fit very well in their inventory. Isn't
yes.
I think one of their logos is a skull, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
and then Retail
amazing.
Therapy, I mean, those of us in the industry get the pun.
Yep.
Right.
But, okay, cool. So now everybody's got your contact information. Let's tell your story, man. I think we should start with why the skull? How does a skull inspire? I mean, I'm covered in skull tattoos.
Yeah.
The skull is, if I'm not at
Me
work,
too.
I've got, yeah. If I'm not at work, I've got a skull t-shirt on, very likely, okay?
Yeah.
So I can absolutely relate to and understand, you know, this image, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the skull is not the most hope-inspiring image, you know, to
absolutely.
People who don't understand or are not from New Mexico. We've
okay.
got Day of the Dead, you know, and there's a lot of... So I grew up in the culture, right? But tell me why skulls for hope?
So obviously in the fire service as well. They use a lot of skulls for kind of really cool logos, things like that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that's kind of one of them. But the main thing for me is through perusing the internet, I came across a meaning through Tibetan culture that the skull represents the impermanence of life.
Beautiful.
That everything that lives dies. You need to live every day to its fullest. And for me, in my lowest moment, that kind of hit home to me of, we do see some pretty horrible things. We go through some pretty horrible experiences, and then you leave it and you go home, you go to your family, you go to these situations where there's hope, where there's good things, but you have a hard time getting away from that. Knowing that there's the impermanence of life and seeing it on an almost weekly basis kind of puts things in perspective of living every day to its fullest. And this is a constant reminder. These bracelets that we make, that people can look at the skull while they're driving, that they can reach down and they can touch it and they can remember the mantra that it's okay.
Yeah.
That I'm okay, and I'm going to live every day to its fullest.
Yeah, I can see how just this conversation in itself has shifted my perspective a bit. You know, an image that is usually associated with death is also a reminder of life, right?
Absolutely.
So that's pretty cool. All right, so tell us how you got started. Where did this all come from? Because Tara's got an interesting take on why we're here today.
Yes.
We'll give her an opportunity to talk about that. But first, we need to know, you know, how this got started.
So as I've stated, I've been in my current department for 13 years. I've been doing EMS, a total of 16. Probably about 7 or 8 years ago, I had my turning point. I think most of us that do have the discussion in the community have a story that changed our lives, that something that happened to us that just kind of altered everything. And for me, it was a little girl that drowned that was the same size, same age as my son, and it really, truly affected me. And I had no outlet. I had nothing to do other than knowing my life was different. I was sadder. Things weren't as bright to me. I'd always had something on my wrist. I always played around with rubber bands or Livestrong bracelets, things like that. Mm-hmm. And I came across some neat-looking bracelets that I had seen that were very generic. And I said, oh, you know, that's pretty neat. That's something that I think I could do. And I started making those and integrating this goal because of what they meant to me. The funny part about that and what will segue into Tara is that I had a pile of them, and they were just for me. Possibly,
it's therapeutic.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
In the community, right? We are willing to try anything, and we horse therapy, underwater basket weaving, you know, and anything that cooking, right? Anything that somebody tells us this is an exercise in mindfulness that will take your mind out of, you know, the trauma or where it was at and get you focused right here in the moment right now, and it calms,
absolutely,
you know, in some way, right? Releases certain kind of endorphins like oxytocin into the brain, which will relax you. There's so much science behind it, right? But so for you, this was your thing. You just kind of picked it up and did it on your own.
And it was my therapy. I've always felt that. I've never verbalized what you just said,
right?
And it's true. It kind of took my mind off things. It gave me the idea to try different colors, do different things. And what ended up happening is I'm like, oh, I want to wear this one today. So I made that particular color, that particular style. If I came across you and we had a conversation, I felt it was something that meant something to you, I would hand it to you.
So you're building a business and you don't even know. You're sourcing the beads and the materials to you know, make the bracelets.
Yeah.
You have to sit down and take the time to assemble them. Different designs and different styles are coming into your mind now that you've played around with it a little bit, right?
So they were in a pile, and it was pretty funny because Tara and I started dating about 2 years ago, and she went into my nightstand and said, what are these? And I said, oh, these are bracelets. And she said, well, what are they for? I said, to wear. And so she kept
I'm
asking.
A little bit aggressive in my approach.
But she asked my...
Is this a pile of bracelets from your ex-girlfriend?
But so she asked me the story, but basically the story I've told you, and I told her, and she's like, well, why aren't you giving these away? Why aren't you selling these? Like, you need to build
it.
A community. You need to... You're doing a disservice to other people that are suffering just like you because you're not the only one. And I'm staring at her like...
You could.
I am the only one. Everybody else is fine.
Side of me was
you
like,
could be doing so much more. Yeah, I like right. that.
And
well, my wheels are turning. I'm like, well, we could do this and this,
right.
and I'll build a website. And within like an hour, I built a website.
Beautiful.
And I was like, your Facebook's up.
Beautiful.
And then I'm like, you need to post something.
Right.
And so it's grown. And the amazing thing is I never thought.
So how much more therapeutic is being active and engaging with other people and creating awareness, how much more therapeutic is that than just sitting at home by yourself making bracelets?
If you would ask Tara, I'm very shy as far as putting myself out there. Around friends, I'm fine. Putting myself out there is very difficult. But what's been amazing is it's gotten me out of my shell,
mm-hmm.
and I'm realizing that I can be an advocate,
mm-hmm.
that instead of feeling like I'm the only one, feeling one of our hashtags is you are not alone,
mm-hmm.
because we all feel alone all the time. We always feel like nobody understands our stories. And so it's been amazingly therapeutic to be a torchbearer,
beautiful.
Basically.
Yeah, I love that.
One of the points I think is really important that you brought up earlier when we were just prepping was that other people feel the same way, or that it's taboo to talk about it. And so the fact that you have this tangible item, mm-hmm. you know, a bracelet, that it could just be in the background, but it can also be a conversation starter to get people just talking about it, even on a lighthearted level,
absolutely.
To then help with that process. Because sometimes just talking mm-hmm. is therapy in and of itself.
Absolutely.
And they have a takeaway with that. So,
and having the social community to be able to share, you know, their doubts and their fears and know that they're not alone.
Right.
It's great.
Yep, indeed. Have you met the founder of Paws and Stripes?
No.
Lindsay Stanek?
No.
Yeah, yep. she's covered in skull tattoos as well. Maybe not skull tattoos, but I want to introduce you guys. She's a close friend of mine. We worked together for many years, and she would really appreciate what you guys are doing. It's kind of in line with our brand, right?
Okay.
One of the biggest fundraisers that we do every year is Show Your Paws with ink. And if I didn't have a dress shirt on right now, you could see
yeah.
the paws on the back of my arms, and I got your six with the semicolon.
Oh, okay.
And so there's you know, a lot of people in this community, and there's already kind of a brand that you guys can really connect with and get involved with. So I love to hear about what you're doing. So we're rounding out the interview. We got a little over a minute left. Krista, did you make all of the wonderful points you wanted to make?
Oh, there's so many more, but I think it's a great opportunity for people to connect with you all on social media and just to, if not share their story, because sometimes that's a big first step.
Absolutely.
Just to say, hey, I get it, and I want a bracelet, and make that a first step.
Yep. We are available by email. We're available on direct message anytime anybody wants to reach out. We're always here to just listen.
It's a great conversation starter, that's for sure, if mm-hmm. nothing else, because it's so, you know, difficult to talk about. So, Robert, give everybody your contact information one more time.
Okay, we're www.skullsforhope.com. You can email us directly at skullsforhope@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Skulls for Hope.
Terrace, thank you so much for your influence and motivation and getting him to share it with everybody else. It was a great vision on your part. I really love what you guys are doing. Thank you so much for what you're doing for this community, and let Go Local Boom know. Throw stuff all over our Facebook page. Every time you guys are out at a local business or doing something, tag them and tag us. Put it on. We'll put it up on the page and help to promote you, because we love what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, tag me too on Cheese Bus.
Yeah.
Thank you
guys
so much.
We'll be at two local events soon, so we'll go ahead and do that.
Okay, cool. So I think that we're ready to go. Folks, you are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We appreciate you spending time with us this morning, and we'll be right back. Ow! Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Again, I am your host, Sean Bacchicini. I apologize for the delay this morning. I was playing around with my timer to make sure that we get the right timing on the segment.
That's very important.
My co-host, Krista Benavidez, this morning. How are you again?
I'm fantastically well.
Fantastically well.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a funny Monday. Energy's a little bit off today. I got a new car this weekend. All I can think about is driving my new car. So, yeah, it was my birthday present.
Happy
birthday. And then, of course, it's Albuquerque, and there's some funny looking guy walking around the parking lot. So security had to accost him, because I was worried about my car.
Well, that's good. Now everybody else's cars are safe, including mine.
Everybody's car
is
safe.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I did my act of service, my good deed this morning.
Yes.
So in any case, Go Local Boom, Albuquerque's only online advertising directory. GoLocalBoom.com has a ton of profiles for local businesses. Hundreds of local businesses have profiles on the site. The site is geolocated so that if you're really interested in supporting local business first, you can Google coffee shop near me, you know, find Go Local Boom. We'll probably rank for that. Or you can go to GoLocalBoom.com and hit coffee shop in the search tab. It's geolocated, so it will show you every locally owned and operated coffee shop around you. And, you know, kind
support
of
local.
I'm a coffee aficionado. Local coffee is amazing, much better than you can find at a franchise retailer, right? So coffee shops is one of our favorite things to search. But you can also find Wi-Fi hotspots near you, you know, any resource that you need, hit it in the search tab at Go Local Boom and it'll tell you what's around you. One great way for us to support and sustain local businesses, another is this radio interview. So if you're listening to us this morning, our job on Go Local Boom Radio is to interview and support local businesses, community events, nonprofits, chambers of commerce, everything that we think you need to know about the community. We can only fit three per hour, so we've got three guests this week. Our second guest this morning is Andrea. Andrea, I didn't get your business card before we got into the interview. Tell me your last name again.
Monfredi.
Monfredi.
Yeah.
This I knew. And you are the founder and creator of the Women of Light Convention, right?
I am, yes.
This is very exciting. I've spoken to Danielle and Maria. We've actually had a couple of people in here to talk about this, but we love it so much. We want to have you guys talk about it as much as possible. So tell everybody.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here. What is the Women of Light Convention?
Absolutely. It is a community organization, a community event that is bringing women together of all walks of life. You know, if I can share a little bit about the vision of this, we realize that there are a lot of successful entities in the culture of women that kind of stand independent of each other. We rely on, our educators and caregivers and, you know, mothers, stay-at-home moms and all these other things. And we stand alone on that, in a lot of ways. And we wanted to create something that just for a day that brought that all under one roof. And so we created this event, a community event. It's Women of Light. We believe that light is the power and intelligence that makes vision in life possible. Women do that in a brilliant way.
Well, and I think that to speak to that, I love what you guys are doing. This is amazing. I think that when it comes to in our culture in America, men don't necessarily have rites of passage, you know, and unless you're Hispanic and you have the quinceañera or you have, you know, some culture that you grew up in, women don't have rites of passage either, right? But we are always instilled like with that sense of independence, like you have to be a strong woman or you have to be a strong man and you got to do it on your own, right? And a lot of people have support. I always scoff when people say, you know, he was self-made or, you know, because I know how much help it really requires. It takes a village to make a person, right? Not just to raise a child, but to make a woman or to make a man. It requires a lot of support. However, I feel like it's very difficult to ask for that support or to create a community around us, right? Some people are better at it than others. So I love that you guys are doing this, that you can be strong. You can be independent. There is a certain level of panache that each person needs to possess, you know, to succeed. But there are a ton of other people that are experiencing the same thing that you are, you know, let's bring them all together to experience something and create, you know, a culture. So congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So describe the event to us specifically. What does the day look like?
So we start off early. Registration opens at 7 a.m. They come and they get all of their fun swag bags. You know, we're women, right? We love kind of the fluff on stuff, and they certainly are going to, we're not going to disappoint on that element.
Oh, everybody does. That,
right?
We went to a Facebook, a social media training event recently that Facebook hosted. And when you walk in the convention center, it was a mad dash. There was just humans shoving items.
Right.
Into
There's
bags
something in
everywhere.
Us that like loves free stuff.
Right.
Yeah. So we're going to make sure we provide that, including a continental breakfast. That's sponsored by New Mexico Cisco, so which is really even cooler. From that, we're going to go into our opening session with our national speaker, Meg Johnson. She's a quadriplegic who has a video following vlog. Did I say that right? Vlog.
Mm-hmm.
Following on the internet about opening up her life as a quadriplegic mother. And so, which is really, really cool too. Kind of lemons to lemonade sort of a story. We're going to start that off.
Oh,
really,
I love that.
Really inspirational. Then our marketplace opens. We have our vendor marketplace. We're going to be boasting up to 200 local national vendors, which is going to be super cool.
So that's where all the swag from the swag bags comes from. Right?
Well, more in addition to that. So, yeah, so we're going to fill up more of the swag bags. So so that's going to be super cool. We've got anywhere from clothing to informational booths to tons of authors, local and national authors, and all of the fun stuff in between that women love. And then we're going to go into our keynote luncheon address. Now, this is really exciting because our keynote
Who's
speaker
the keynote?
Is Elizabeth Smart. You know, it's
Why do
author,
I know that name?
Author and survivor. Oh, come on, Sean. She was kidnapped That's when good. She was a little girl out of her bedroom. She lived in Utah, and they found her about 9 months after. And so they were, which is remarkable that she was even found. She has a beautiful story of survival where she has, you know, been able to live a very productive life of reflecting light and healing. I mean, going through what she went through and being able to stand like she is quite a compliment to
Wow.
the woman that she is. So, yeah, I mean, so we're going to have that. And then we are going to be having a premiere song called Illuminate that was written and produced by Nashville producer Jason Deere and an American Idol artist, Carmen Rasmussen. They will be premiering that song at the luncheon.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's a Women of Light Convention's own piece.
So that's, the chills just
this is part of, yeah. So this is part of the whole branding and also creating community. These women are going to be able to feel like they walk away with something that they've been a part of for the first time ever. And then after that, we go into more breakout sessions. They'll be highlighting more speakers. And then we have the marketplace opened again. And then we end the day with author and survivor, Stephanie Nielsen. She actually just moved to New Mexico, by the way. She is a burn victim, plane crash burn victim, and she opened her life up to the blogging world when blogging was kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
She was featured on Oprah several times, actually, and her story of healing, beauty rising out of the ashes, and that is going to be our takeaway.
Literally. Yeah.
Beauty rising out of the ashes.
That is beautiful. You guys have done a tremendous job.
Thank you.
I think I only have one in question that is paramount to all others. Are men allowed?
You know, you bring up a great point. The wise ones are going to be there. I'll be there.
If you will allow me to be there,
absolutely.
I will be there.
Yes.
This is in line with what I value.
Yeah.
I am, you know, Krista can tell you if it's personal motivation and education and understanding of how I can be of maximum service to God and to my fellows. How can I grow as a human being? How can I
self-development
be
right?
better? Yeah. You know, the tagline, the signature line in my emails is the only way to improve your results is to improve your skills. So I surround myself with people who are constantly growing and improving and attempting to be stronger, right? As a means to an end, because success is my duty, as a means to an end to be able to help others.
That's beautiful.
That's the whole purpose, right? So I'm really glad that that men are allowed. So the wise ones will be there. That's going to be my motto.
Yeah, and you know, and the reason why I say that too is we got to remember women have the strongest buying power. I mean, one of our big things that really kind of helped build the momentum of creating this is that at a heart of a strong economy is an empowered woman, is an educated woman, is an inspired woman.
Mm-hmm.
And because that is the nucleus, you can also to put that in the context of family,
mm-hmm.
right? When you've got strong families, you've got strong communities. And it really comes back to that heart. And we believe that that's women. If healing or change, because we want to use those interchangeably, if healing or change had a gender, we believe it would be women.
That's beautiful.
And today on September 16th, we will be able to feel that, explore that, taste that, and be able to do that rubbing shoulders with other women that feel the same.
Oh, I love it.
Still have plenty of time to register. I know the early bird tickets have already gone, but they can still register. They have about a month now.
Yeah.
But
in fact, I've got a special code for you. Can I give that code?
Absolutely. So tell everybody how they can register.
Absolutely. So they can go to www.thewomenoflight.com, register now or add your light, whatever that tab says. They go online, you get to pick your seat, get to pick your menu, because it is a catered luncheon, so you get to pick your preferences on that.
And Cisco's sponsoring that meal, right?
No, actually, this is also really cool. They're sponsoring breakfast,
okay.
But part of the sponsored luncheon is none other than Mary's Turkeys. She is an organic grower out of California who is in all of the Whole Foods, in the Sprouts, in the co-ops. She's on the five-star menus in San Francisco. She will be providing the chicken, organic chicken, for the day. So that's really a cool thing. And she's a marvelous woman.
So we talked about registration information. What's the special code at thewomenoflight.com, right?
So you type in the special code WOL5.
5, and that will take $5 off the ticket.
WOL5. Beautiful.
For your listeners.
And how much are tickets?
Tickets right now are $70. And let me tell you guys, that is a great price.
That's a steal.
That's a fantastic
price for that. So we want to make sure we include everybody. Mm-hmm. This is a community. It's going to look like a community.
Yeah, that's a steal. We did LeaderCast a few years, and tickets were $150. Oh, and that was a simulcast event that we sat in a theater and watched together. And there's some activities and whatnot, but this is, you know, along the same lines as that, and we get to sit there and be in person live and experiencing the events. Sponsorship opportunities, if I wanted to set up a booth there, and the buying power of women, right? It can benefit me. Same place. Online.
Yep. You look online, go to Exhibitor Inquiries, submit an application, because we still review those. And we have a few spaces left for those that want to participate.
So we got a couple minutes left. Tell me about your team, because this is, Andrea, my compliments to you. This is an amazing event. I've been an event planner. I've been involved in experiencing a lot of these. You guys seem to have hit all of the bells and whistles and all the necessary points to create an amazing experience. How many people do you have helping you with this?
Oh my gosh, I should give you an exact number. Our team has grown leaps and bounds, but we've got upwards to about 15 women that are doing this.
And how long have you been working on it?
This has been well over a year. Mm-hmm. And any event that should be at the scale should be at least that. Mm-hmm. And so,
And this one is just preparing for the next one.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. And we've got calls to already go to out of state, so, which is really cool. And that's compliments to the people that are driving this.
What made you select Albuquerque?
You know, Albuquerque is it's unique. It's unique in every way, right? I think we can all agree to that. It's time for Albuquerque. You know, Albuquerque has been, going to be being behind a decade or so from mm-hmm. the rest of the world. And there's an advantage for that. Those of you entrepreneurs out there, those of you who are looking for opportunity, Albuquerque is fantastic for this.
That is music to our ears, isn't it, Krista?
It is indeed.
Yeah.
So we're gonna stimulate that.
Yeah. We always say that, Albuquerque is ranked highest in the statistics that you don't want to and lowest in the ones that you really want to rank well in, but it's changing. There are so many people here that are attempting to push forward, the thinking and the success and small business and the economy and mm-hmm. so on. And I'm really proud to call Albuquerque my hometown. When I was younger, not so much. Mm-hmm. But I understand the world a little bit differently now. And I'm grateful to you all for selecting you. Albuquerque to do this. I think it's going to be a success.
Thank you.
So we're winding down. Let's make sure you give everybody the brand and the explanation of the services and contact information one more time, so they can get involved.
You bet. Women of Light Convention. It's light. We've had a lot of questions about that because we believe it's the power and intelligence that makes vision possible. And we believe women do that everywhere, and men support us in brilliant ways too. They can go to the website, register at thewomenoflight.com. Don't forget the. You can type in the code WOL5 for a special discount for your listeners. And those who want to get involved with exhibitors or sponsorship, that information is also available there as well.
Yep. And September 13th, right?
September 16th.
Yes. So you got plenty of time to get involved as a sponsor or a participant. Get your tickets while you can. Get your sponsorship booth and get involved. You want to get your product in those swag bags as soon as you can.
That's right.
Okay, Andrea Monfredi, thank you so much. Thanks, for Sean. What you are doing.
Great.
And spending time with us this morning. Folks, you are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We will be right back with your third guest and your community wrap-up. Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. I am your host, Sean Boccaccini, and we love local business. We love what's going on in Albuquerque. Krista Benavides, Chiefs Plus Performance Solutions. Give everybody your contact information in case they need help with their communication at work.
Yes, Krista at ChiefsPlusPerformanceSolutions.com. You can also find me on Facebook.
And out in the community, networking and doing what you do, right?
Yes.
Because
I'm making the rounds.
Right. Because our third guest today, Jane Bradley from SmartSpider.net, is your guest today. So tell us why you brought Jane in this morning.
So aside from the fact that Jane is a mover and a shaker, she is a mentor of mine, a friend, and she's the founder of SmartSpider.net. And so I wanted her to come in today to tell us more about that, because it's a service that helps the community find professionals. And so it's local, like Go Local Boom,
specific to, and I'll let her explain that. But I think it's important that people know the resources that are available, because so many times people don't know what's available in terms of helping them promote their business.
Right. And I love how you mentioned that Jane is a mentor, because I think we all need that kind of support and guidance. And I love that someone who I respect so much, well, you, right, brings other people in that have helped you get to where you're at and that you work with directly. So good morning, Jane.
Good morning to you, Sean. And may I say that even mentors need mentors.
Absolutely. I agree fully. I have a few different catchphrases that I use when it comes to this topic. A good leader knows, you know, when to follow, right?
Absolutely.
And of course, we can never become teachers unless we were educated, right? So this is absolutely true. I think that I hit the sweet spot of my life now. I know how important it is for me to have a mentor, but how critical it is for me to have an apprentice in the other hand, you know, because
exactly.
If I'm teaching what I know and sharing it, not only am I being of service in the way that is important, right? Service is our rent for living on this planet, is right. The way that I see it. But I learn a little bit more about what I know when I'm teaching it as well. So it's pretty groovy to be in a position where you have information to share, right? So that being said, tell us about Smart Spider, Jane. What is Smart Spider?
SmartSpider.net is an online directory that I founded along with a fabulous group of partners 3 years ago. The reason I founded it is I've always been a consultant.
Okay.
I have a short attention span, and I love a variety of projects instead of just doing one thing. I was doing some research online, and I read a Forbes business report that said by the year 2025, and that's just around the corner, that all middle management corporate jobs, up between 75% and 80% of corporate America's middle management jobs will disappear and be filled by consultants because it's so much more financially advantageous to corporations.
Well, and not only that, we've seen in the workplace that performance decreases because most businesses are stuck in the 40-hour work week mindset. You know, I would rather pay somebody more for 4 hours of work than pay somebody, you know, a salary plus benefits and everything that comes with their 40 hours that isn't really 40 hours of productivity. And that's just my perspective on it. I know that a consultant can be very valuable if they're worth their salt.
Well, and most businesses, small and large, see the advantages of having IT outside. You don't need someone 40 hours a week to sit in your office and do IT. You need them when you need them.
Mm-hmm.
Accounting, you need an attorney on call. And so our idea was to start a website that would use SEM, SEOs, Google AdWords to drive consultants and other professionals to a website and promote their businesses through Community Profile. Our original concept, and we've never changed, has been no gatekeeper. You know, on so many sites you go to, you have to put in your name, address, the color of your dog, how long you have owned your car, you know, too much information in order to get to the professional you're searching for. Smart Spider, when you go to smartspider.net, seeking a professional in business, not-for-profit assistance, or lifestyle assistance, then you are put in direct contact. We are New Mexico local, and I am so thrilled to hear you say that you support local. I've been such a fan of this for so long.
That's beautiful. Yeah, Go Local Boom. We're a local business. We're an SEO company that does web design and search engine optimization. We are both local boys, and we love our community, and we do believe that there is a lack of resources for the small business person or small business owner that needs to advertise and market their business. We're in the digital age. These are very expensive resources. So we decided we're going to buy airtime from the local radio station, we're going to give it away to local businesses, and then we're going to promote them online with our Go Local Boom business directory and social media, and of course, the networking opportunity that's created when they all come in here together. So the reason that we use co-hosts and partner with people like Krista is because she's got a huge circle of influence in the community, and she wants to bring them and give them this exposure. So Smart Spider is a perfect fit for what we do. Thank you for the compliment. I love what you guys do. So now that we've got everyone excited about what you do, tell them how they can reach you.
I can be reached at jane.bradley@smartspider.net. No ad at the beginning.
Beautiful. So jane.bradley@smartspider.net.
Correct. And our website is just smartspider.net.
Beautiful. So we always love to ask people who are actually active and have a little bit of savvy when it comes to marketing their business, you know, what they're doing. You said search engine optimization, Google AdWords, search engine marketing was your strategy. Tell us how that's working for you.
It's actually working quite well. One of the issues we have is getting all of our many, many subscribers to do an adequate profile outlining what they actually do. Mm-hmm. So people, we search analytically and then by categories. Another way we help our subscribers is on the second Wednesday of every month, 4:30, Nativo Lodge. We have something called an Ask a Pro. The topics are predetermined a year in advance, and they are mostly topics to help small, medium-sized businesses. As an example, this in August, our topic was effectively managing crisis. We all have crisis and need crisis management.
Oh, we have crises every day.
Yes, but not only in our business, in our personal life. So we always have a panel of three experts drawn from our subscribers.
Beautiful.
4:30 to 5:30 at Nativo. Directly following that at 5:30, we have a mixer that is so different than the normal.
There are quite a few of those in our community. So what makes this one different?
We're not interested in big numbers. We're interested in attracting top professionals who are seeking to make connections and collaborate with consultants or other professionals. So we don't have a bar set up in the room. We don't have music. We simply provide an opportunity for people to come together. We usually have around 65 or 70. And they just talk to one another. Imagine that, Sean. Mm-hmm. They just talk. One of the things that is unique about Smart Spider and the mixers and the Ask a Pro is our business culture is collaboration. That's what we're all about. That's what we're built on. That's everything we do is built around collaboration. I think that makes us very unique.
So give me an example of that collaboration. So I guess to compare it to a Chamber of Commerce meeting where a bunch of businesses are just coming to meet one another and maybe network, in what respect you guys are you all more collaborative than the average networking group?
Our mixers and the Ask a Pro, holding the mixer directly after the Ask a Pro sets a tone. We have nothing against multi-level marketers. We think they're wonderful, but they're not collaborative as a consultant. You know, they have a product that they are seeking to sell to good advantage, but they're not ours. A collaboration would be you own a business and I am a professional that owns a business. Both may be subscribers, and maybe neither of us are subscribers to Smart Spider, but we meet at the network. We begin to talk about the topic at the last Ask a Pro. At that point, we begin to connect, and the environment is set for that connection, so we can make a deal. We can say, I have for clients, as in you and Krista, what you do, Krista does something very different. So you all might have met at a Smart Spider and form a collaboration so you share clients. She has a client that needs you in your IT or web design. You have a client that needs very specialized training classes written that Krista does. And so through Smart Spider, at that beautiful Nativo Lodge, we have the whole mezzanine. We serve great food, great drinks, lemonade, hot chocolate in the winter. There is a bar at Nativo. Anybody wants a beer or a glass of wine can go down to the bar and get it and bring it back. I think the focus is different.
Well, and one of the things I've found in, I help support the Smart Spider also, but the collaborative nature is that the subscribers also donate door prizes. So at the mixer themselves, people have the opportunity to enter their put their business card in and get great service, learn more about a business that they might end up doing a work with either as a client or a collaborator. So that's something else that's there. But then also, as Jane mentioned, with the Ask a Pro piece, there's the education piece. And so sometimes there's that common ground created by sitting in a room where there's a topic of interest that is common. And then the conversation starts from there.
Yeah, it's themed in a way to kind of set the tone or set the topic for the conversation.
Yes.
So we're not just there to meet, you know, we're there to kind of find a common solution and build a relationship.
You know, Sean, as well as I do, that so many mixers we go to have 100 people there, and it's an hour long. I can't talk. I'm a fast talker and a slick talker, and I can't talk to 50 people in an hour. So by controlling the people and the time and the environment, we set up an atmosphere for it. Collaboration.
I love that. I'm there. I'm going to go to the next one. I definitely want this experience and see, you know, how it can benefit my network and what kind of contribution I can make. Jane Bradley, smartspider.net. Tell everybody how they can reach you if they want to join as well.
You may email me, Jane, J-A-N-E dot Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-Y at smartspider.net. Or I'll give you my cell. 505-710-6484.
Beautiful. Okay, the next event, Wednesday, September 13th at the Nativo Lodge from 4:30 to 7:30 or to 7 p.m. Smartspider.net. Check them out online. Folks, you are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We're excited about you spending time with us this morning. Thank you very much. We'll be right back. Welcome back for your wrap-up on Go Local Boom. I am, again, your host, Sean Bacchini, and if you have spent the entire morning with us, we thank you. We want to give you something, so give us a call, 505-453-9595. I am willing to offer the first business that calls a free website audit and a search engine optimization kind of forensic investigation on your business. Do you need help online? Give us a call, 505-453-9595. Thank you so much for spending time with us this morning. All right, Krista, so these last few minutes we use as a wrap-up.
Yes,
I like
sir.
To talk about the guests that have been on for the show. But before we get into that, we really want to talk about this Chili Festival event that's coming up. So do your thing.
So today, you still have time from now, 10 o'clock, at the National Hispanic Cultural Center is the Bosque Chili Festival. And get down there. There's entertainment, educational sessions, food trucks, beer, wine, arts and crafts, vendors, chili roasting. If you haven't gotten your chili yet, you know, season's just starting.
You're going to be able to smell it from Edgewood.
Absolutely.
But that venue is an awesome place to be.
I
love attending events there. We've done multiple events there or as an attendee. They do a really good job over there. So it's the National Hispanic Cultural Center. What's the address there?
100 Isleta Boulevard Southwest.
Yep. So it's Isleta and Bridge, right?
Isleta and Bridge,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So near the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
If you've never just been there before, but you do know Barella's Coffee Shop that has the best chicharron burritos in the city.
Mm-hmm.
It's right near there as well.
Yes, it's right in the area. Come down, go down and check it out today, all day, and get your chili fix or at least, you know, get a sampling and get the – this is my favorite time of the year,
chili festival and apples and all of that. And so this is perfect.
Groovy. Okay, cool. So Luis from Hispano Chamber really wanted us to promote this event. They've got a lot going on over there. City of Albuquerque has invested in, you know, some resources. Or
Bernalillo
is it
County
Bernalillo
also.
County? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bernalillo County Hispano Chamber of Commerce are collaborating on the event. So go over to the Hispanic Cultural Center and check it out. If you're listening now, it's going on the rest of the day.
It's
get over there.
$5 for all of that. Just $5.
Yeah, we're going to have to check it out. I will be camping, so I'm not going to be able to attend, but I'm really glad that we're promoting it.
I may make an appearance for you then,
okay.
Sean.
Grab some chili.
Some sampling for you.
Okay, and then the rest of our guests, Skulls for Hope. What a great organization.
Yes, definitely.
The last 2 weeks in a row, we've had, last week we had a realtor or a mortgage broker who's really big into animal rescue. And of course, so I can speak to animal rescue all day. I worked at Paws and Stripes for quite some time. That's part of their mission, is to rescue animals from local shelters and train them to be service animals for veterans with PTSD. And then Skulls for Hope comes in here. He's a firefighter. He's a first responder. He's experienced traumatic episodes at work himself and has struggled with PTSD for some time. He started making bracelets therapeutically as, you know, kind of a mindfulness practice to get him out of his space and calm him down. And even as a talisman to wear and carry around with him and remind him, you know, that the skull is a symbol of life as well, right? Everything
to live life to its fullest.
Yes. And be in the moment. And so his girlfriend came along and said, "What are you doing with these? He's got a drawer full of bracelets, you know."
That is so great.
It's a great concept, right? So she motivated him to get going and to sell them and to raise awareness. She built them a website. So Robert and Tara are all over social media now. You see her in a lot of pictures because he is, you know, a bit more reserved, suffers with PTSD. But the two of them are creating this huge movement. So check out skullsforhope.com. They're all over the web as well. They design jewelry with a skull in it as a reminder to be aware of, you know, what's going on in the PTSD community and, you know, what first responders struggle with. And then they donate, you know, a bracelet for every 7 they make. They give one to somebody who needs one, and they also donate their fundraising.
And they're really stylish. When you think skulls, you might not think stylish, but I thought they were very
well. No, the bracelets
done.
Are cool. Uh-huh. I got lots of tattoos. I don't wear any kind of jewelry. I don't even wear a wedding ring. My wedding ring is tattooed. But I do appreciate the skull, and I think they would be very stylish.
I'm a jewelry
stylish.
Person,
yeah.
So
you're going to have some
I'll
skull
be
jewelry.
Having one of those.
And then, of course, Jane Bradley with Smart Spider. Man, I've heard about SmartSpider.net from multiple different people. I think probably 5 of our guests have come in here and said, "Smart Spider's where you at?" Right.
No, I've told you about it.
So I guess I've got to break down and go over there because I love the idea that there's a different theme. They have an education session. It's a networking meeting every month. They have an education session where 3 professionals talk about web design or crisis intervention or, you know, whatever it might be for your business.
Yeah, I was there in July and was talking about effective communication and marketing.
Yeah, so you were one of the speakers, right? So it's a great resource. It's a networking meeting, but they set the theme with an education session, and then it's a collaborative, you know, kind of group that you're really, the purpose really is to find a way to build relationships and to do business with one another while
Absolutely.
You're there. So check out smartspider.net online. It's definitely a good resource if you like to get out in the community, network your business, build relationship with other local businesses. But it's a business directory as well. So as a member, you can go on there and check out if you need an accountant, if you need an attorney, you know, or anything like that. Like for me, I'd use it to solicit the businesses that are in there. Mm-hmm. Other members, I can call them and say, "Hey, I'm a Smart Spider member too. I think you guys need a new website, right?" And,
right.
You know, that's a foot in the door, if you will. So
well, and let's remember our other guest, Andrea Monfredi, with the Women of Light.
Oh man,
convention.
How can I forget about the Women of Light convention?